This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov, Moadim Lesimcha. I'd like to start with a fantastic story about Golani Reserve soldier Aviad Shapira. He was serving in Gaza last week, a few days before Pesach, when unexpectedly a dog came running up to him and jumped on him and simply had no intention of letting him go whatsoever. So Aviad looked after the dog for the few days that he was in the Rafah area in Gaza. And eventually, when his commander announced to him that he would be released to go home for Pesach for the weekend to be with his family, Aviad decided that he was going to take this dog with him. And he did. He brought the dog home, and the dog spent Pesach with the family. And immediately after the weekend, when Pesach was over, Aviad took the dog to his local vet to be checked out. And the vet, while checking the dog, realized that the dog had a chip. And when the chip was scanned, the dog was immediately identified as Billy, a 3.5-year-old Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, who belongs to the Danzig family on Kibbutz near Oz. Billy apparently was kidnapped along with Alex Danzig and Yitzhak Elgarat, his brother-in-law, on October the 7th. And Billy apparently has survived 18 months as a hostage in Gaza and has finally been reunited with Rachel Danzig, who remains of that family because unfortunately her ex-husband Alex and her brother Yitzhak were both kidnapped and murdered in Gaza. But Billy, however, has survived and he's been returned to the family, which I think is a fantastic story of a return of a hostage from Gaza. That's and incredible. All's well that ends well. And it's unbelievable to think about how that turned out.
And it's just amazing that this story moves us. But it just says so much, I think, about the loss, about the displacement, and about the fact that these little miracles happen, even if it's about a King Charles Cavalier. You know, it's just incredible.
And I agree with you, Howard, and I think that it also kind of ties in with the fact that many animals were killed on October the 7th, many pets were killed on that day. And it's incredible to hear some of the stories. One of the stories that we heard was of a terrorist who was found who had been killed on October the 7th. And when his body was examined, information was found in his pocket, names and locations of people that he was looking for in order to kill on October the 7th during that massacre. This is obviously intelligence that had been gathered by Gazans who'd come to work on the kibbutz and got to know the families and got to know their lives and who was important and not important in that particular area. And on the list of people and things to kill and things to do were also the names of animals that were supposed to be killed by that terrorist. He had not only the names of the members of their family and who needed to be killed, but also the names of the animals. And one of the survivors of the massacre said that her family's names were all listed on that piece of paper, including her own name. And she said even a dog's name was on the list. The dog, she said, didn't even belong to me. It was the neighbor's dog. But that neighbor's dog happened to spend a lot of time in my yard area. And so that dog had also been listed down on those who were to be targeted on October the 7th. And I think that is another reason why we are so moved when Billy was returned back to his rightful owner and back home. to Kibbutz Neir Oz, which I think is a great story.
A
couple of other things that I wanted to mention was that yesterday we had the traditional Birkat HaKohanim, the traditional priestly blessing that takes place at the Western Wall area at the Kotel twice a year, once on Pesach and once on Sukkot. And traditionally, that priestly best blessing ceremony, which attracts tens of thousands of people, is conducted on the second day of Chol HaMoed in Israel, which also means that it's no longer a festival day outside of Israel. And those people who happen to be observing two festival days can also attend the Birkat HaKohanim, the priestly blessing, as was the case yesterday. Just for those who are interested, this year they've decided also to have another ceremony tomorrow due to the number of people and due to the pressure on the area of the Kotel, that not only will it be held yesterday, which it was, but also tomorrow. But one of those members of the priestly clan who were blessing the State of Israel at the Western Wall yesterday was Elia Cohen, who had been released from Gaza recently. And Elia was there under his traditional talit, under his prayer shawl, and holding up pictures of some of his former colleagues, those who he was held with in Gaza and who still haven't returned home yet. And there he was, not only blessing the people of Israel, as is traditional in the priestly blessing ceremony, but indeed blessing those hostages who are to be returned home. And Sigalit, Elia's mother, was there yesterday to witness this. And she said that they'd been to the priestly blessing of the Kotel last year at Pesach and last year at Sukkot, praying on that occasion for Elia's release. And yesterday, Elia was present, having been released, and now praying for the release of the remaining 59 hostages who we hope will be home very, very soon indeed.
Incredible. A Shin Bet agent has been arrested on charges of releasing details of classified information. What information was released and to whom?
So this is an ongoing saga of things which I think we could easily be doing without in our country right now, given that we are under a war situation and even in a peacetime situation. I think that so many of these events that are taking place, politically motivated events, are really just unnecessary and counterproductive. But I think it's important for people to know what's going on. And hence, I'm sharing it with you, even though I don't necessarily feel proud of the behavior of all of the protagonists in the story. But let's air it and let's have our selves known and have our views out there so that everybody can share in this discussion. So it turns out that within the Shin Bet, within the internal security organization, which has a great name in Israel for conducting some incredible operations and gathering some amazing intelligence, within that organization, they decided to implement some sort of an investigation into senior members of Israel's police force, an internal investigation. This apparently was triggered by the head of the Shin Bet, Ronen Bar, and also we understand that Israel's Attorney General, Gali Baharav Miara, was also somewhat involved in instigating this investigation into members of the police force. And the investigation was into the possibility that certain extremist far-right ideologies have taken root amongst the police force. In some reports, they're calling them Kahanist ideologies, which harks back to the former leader, Meir Kahana, who was one of those people who was elected to the Knesset and was actually banned from the Knesset because of the very, very extreme right-wing anti-Israeli views that he held, because they were so divisive in their nature extreme that he in the end was banned from the Knesset. And now we understand that the Shin Bet had been deployed in order to investigate within the police certain Kahanist views and ideologies that were taking place, which are determined and deemed under the current circumstances to be racist and inappropriate in our society. And the subtext to all of this is, of course, that the police force at the moment is under the guidance of the member of Knesset, who a lot of people really have many views about, but nonetheless, he is member of our Knesset for better or for worse, and he is the person who is somewhat at the forefront of this particular investigation, and so. You know, therefore, of course, I'm talking about Itamar Ben-Gvir, for those people who hadn't quite understood my indirect references. And so the subtext is that Itamar Ben-Gvir is being investigated through this investigation in the police force. And then during the course of this investigation by the Shin Bet, we understand that one of the agents within the Shin Bet, whose name hasn't been released and he's just being referred to as Aleph at the moment, he apparently released information about this investigation to certain members of Knesset and to certain journalists. Now, he has been arrested for releasing that information. And of course, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich and even Prime Minister Netanyahu have come out really critical of the fact that the Shin Bet had the audacity to instigate this investigation in the first place, internally within Israel, against Israel's security forces, against Israel's police, and of course, indirectly, or maybe even less indirectly, against Itamar Ben-Gvir himself, trying to plant certain right-wing, inappropriate, racist ideologies into the police force. And so the sad tale is that this Shin Bet agent is now has been arrested and is being held in under arrest for the crime of releasing sensitive information. Of course, some people have come out claiming him to be a hero of Israel for making public this investigation into the police force. But you can understand why there is this distrust now between Ronen Bar, the head of the Shin Bet, who the government wishes to fire and the courts have said you can't fire yet, with the Attorney General, who also is part of the story. That's Gali Baharav Miara. She's also part of the story, and the government have really tried to move to fire her. The terms of deep state come into all of this, because now the Prime Minister is again saying, well, you know, the Shin Bet are conducting deep state investigations into the government without the government knowing about it, and who is really calling the shots where the Shin Bet is concerned in terms of the work that they're doing. Should they be investigating the police at a time when we're at war and they have so many other things to do? I think all of this is just a very, very sorry situation. And, you know, I think we need to call out a few things. First of all, we need to call out the fact that we have somebody in our government who inherently creates distrust in terms of how he behaves. He might have Israel's best intentions at heart, but there are certain acts which just don't engender trust, love, respect in terms of the way that things are being conducted. That seems to be one of the problems that we have. And of course, I'm referring to Itamar Ben-Gvir at the moment, because he really has a lot of suspicion around him in terms of the way that he conducts his activities. There is a problem that the Shin Bet feels that they can just investigate the police without having guidance from the political echelon. They're investigating the political echelon while they have a job to do of keeping Israel in this war, and to make sure that we manage to do what we need to do in order to win this war and to bring our hostages home. And of course, it's a big problem that the Prime Minister and the head of the Shin Bet are at each other's throats. And really, there is almost no trust between the two of them at the moment. That's a situation that can't continue. So there are a lot of broken things, unfortunately, in all of that, which need to be fixed. And I'm sure it gives a lot of food for thought and a lot of comments for the listeners to come back on, because there are just so many aspects of the story that are not okay, in my opinion.
And I get the sense that we are being played a little bit. You know, we're seeing all of these news stories, some of them working to discredit Shin Bet, some of them working to discredit government. And it's quite difficult to really understand where when we are being manipulated. What's your thoughts on that?
What to believe. and what to believe, because that, yeah, because there are so many political aspirations, and there's so many different angles being fought out in the public. And I agree with you that it's extremely difficult to know what's correct and what's not correct, what is a political spin. I'm sure that all of these horrendous stories that we're reading in the press about people behaving inappropriately have to some degree an element of truth associated with them. But having said that, of course, political people in politics will always have a certain aspect of job that may not be quite as nice, or maybe not quite as presentable to the public. But you know, unfortunately at the moment, you're right, we are being played, and we don't really know what we ought to be believing or not.
Yeah, very, very scary. We don't have a lot of time, but very quickly, Prime Minister Netanyahu was in Gaza yesterday to do a personal assessment of the situation. What is the significance of that visit?
Well, I think it was significant to have the opportunity to get a photo op. A photo of the Prime Minister in Gaza with his helmet on and with his flak jacket on, speaking to senior commanders in the field. And that's a picture that will have been broadcast far and wide across Palestinian channels as well as international press. So I think the photo op was almost as important as everything else. But of course, the Prime Minister did refer to comments made by the Iranian leader about destroying Israel. Again, another comment about destroying Israel. Where are the genocidists when these kind of comments are made, when the leader of a country can literally tweet or send out a message talking about the destruction of Israel and of destruction of the Zionist entity? Where are the people who are anti-genocide when those comments are made? They seem to be very quiet, and I've never quite figured out why that is. But let's move on by saying that one of the things that, you know, the Prime Minister referred to, of course, the comments by the Ayatollah to destroy Israel, and said to the commanders in the field in Gaza that one of the reasons why we're here in Gaza is because of those comments and because of the intentions by the Iran to destroy Israel. But I think the photo op was really what it was all about there.
Certainly would seem so. Anthony Rach, thank you as always. It is 8:01. You can catch Anthony tomorrow morning at 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.